county does require that there is a resolution annually passed by the board, and that is done, and all of the various pieces of paperwork are put in and approved by the county assessor no later than August 10th of 2023. So the resolution this evening establishes the maximum special tax rates for properties in which will be levied for the first time in fiscal year 23-24, and also establishes the tax rate that will be assessed on the balance of the properties within the CFDs. And that gives us the information that we need to move forward and work with the county to get you on the roll before August 10th. So in the staff recommendation, in past years, the board and staff have put together a program that looks at each and every CFD. And based on the funding status of each CFD, approves a increase of the tax by a 2% or what we'd say a static or a flat tax. In this instance, the recommendation from staff based on the study completed this fiscal year is in line with what was done last year and I believe the year before, which is that for CFDs that have fully funded their new construction obligation, no index will apply. As mentioned before in the prior slide, that is applies to CFD number 2 only. And then for the balance of the CFD that the district would apply the automatic 2% escalator. And as you can see here, there are two categories of CFDs then. One category receives 100% of the maximum, and then based on past practice, the other category receives approximately a 98% of the total maximum tax. So that's that kind of is a brief outline. I know there's a lot of information there on the process that the district and district staff and consultants go through to kind of update the funding status of each of the CFDs. If you have any questions, I'm here to answer them.
Thank you very much. That was a real understandable explanation of this for people who aren't as initiated as many of the people here in this room are. And I needed to kind of be able to massage that in my head, too. So do we anticipate there will someday be none of these taxes paid, or do we continue to deposit money into these accounts so that we can continue to build, add extra seats, and so forth?
So the way the program is set up is that we've established a methodology for identifying the obligation of each of the taxpayers. Mm-hmm. So what what the future will happen, we'll kind of see as the increase in the costs associated with building schools and maintaining schools goes up. But you would imagine that like CFD number 2, as we move forward, other CFDs will go through the kind of the natural maturity cycle of going from a 2% escalator to a 0% escalator and then falling off. However, no matter what happens, as was illustrated in the second slide, there will be property owners continuously every year on a go-forward basis completing their obligation to the school district.
Yeah.
So now, it will naturally wind down over time.
The staff here at the district is anticipating a drop in our student enrollment over the next few years. Will that be impacting the reports we see in the coming years?
So if I may, the impact is probably going to be felt in terms of new construction, as our consultant indicated. Really, there's two aspects to the CFD. One is for new construction, the other is for extending the life cycle of a facility. So in terms of extending a life cycle facility, there's still that ongoing need. Again, this isn't necessarily specific to the levies placed on a APN basis, the assessor's parcel number. So it's really even more granular than saying the entire of CFD 2 or CFD 3 is going to fall off. It's the granularity exists in that it's based on your assessor's parcel number. So you could have a CFD that's been in existence for 20 years, but the development permits have not been pulled. When those are pulled, that is in essence when the clock starts ticking. So that's one of the kind of the finer details of how CFDs function.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I appreciate this primer on the on this issue.
I did have a question more so probably for public consumption. Can you discuss for us if this funding is available for paying staff, for example, teachers or principals, or is this specific to capital projects like facilities?
Yeah, so the short answer is this is specific to capital facilities, and you know, potential over, and you saw some administrative costs associated with the assessment of the tax and the execution of the projects. That is not a limitation that it's put on, that's put on by the school district. That is a limitation that's innate in the Mello-Roos Act, which is the activating underlying legislation for the establishment of CFDs.
Yeah, so we can't use this for salaries or whatnot.
Correct.
I have another question. This is just for Sweetwater, but I know that in my tax bill, I also see Chula Vista Elementary as well.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, so these are the CFDs established by the Sweetwater Union High School District. In, I think, most if not every case in your community, there's also a kind of a mirrored tax structure for the Chula Vista Elementary School District as well. In addition to that, there are a number of other educational agencies throughout the county that go through the same process every year of enrolling special taxes on the county levy.
All right, if there's no other questions, I entertain a motion for R1.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Vote, please. Thank you very much, Steve.
Thank you.
Greenfield?
Yes.
Arancibia?
Yes.
Emerald?
Yes.
Lopez Zepeda?
Yes.
Segura?
Yes.
Motion passes 4 yes, 1 absent.
And that's